2 Kings, chapter 1. And Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through the lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick, and he sent messengers, and said to them, Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I will recover of this sickness. But the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is it because there is no God in Israel, that you go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore thus says Yahweh, You will not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but will surely die. And Elijah departed. And the messengers returned to him, and he said to them, Why is it that you have returned? And they said to him, A man came up to meet us, and said to us, Go, turn again to the king who sent you, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Is it because there is no God in Israel, that you send to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you will not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but will surely die. And he said to them, What manner of man was he who came up to meet you, and told you these words? And they answered him, He was a hairy man, and girded with a loincloth of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and saw that he was sitting on the top of the hill. And he spoke to him, O man of God, the king has said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume you and your 50. And there came down fire from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. And again he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said to him, O man of God, thus has the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said to them, If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume you and your 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. And again he sent the captain of a third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up, and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and pled to him for mercy, and said to him, O man of God, I pray you, let my life, and the life of these 50 slaves of yours, be precious in your sight. Look, fire came down from heaven, and consumed the two former captains of 50 with their 50s, but now let my life be precious in your sight. And the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah, Go down with him, don't be afraid of him. And he arose, and went down with him to the king. And he said to him, Thus says Yahweh, since you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore you will not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but will surely die. So he died according to the word of Yahweh which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram began to reign in his stead in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel?